My name is Chris Galen. I'm spokesman for the National Milk Producers Federation in Arlington, Virginia.
Chris, this week, National Milk submitting comments to the FDA about their proposed change on some health claims of soy foods. Can you share a little bit more of what the issue is and why National Milk is getting involved?
What we're doing is encouraging the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to revoke the health claim that it has allowed over the last two decades, linking the consumption of soy proteins and a reduced risk of coronary heart disease. What we pointed out in comments that we filed this week with FDA is that the science on this is evolving and our understanding of what actually contributes to heart disease is changing. And so there's no longer as a consistent link in the research that's been done between soy consumption and heart disease. So we really think that this is something that FDA needs to follow through on.
Can you share a little bit more about that proposed rule and the comment period before any action would be taken?
Sure. The history here is that back in 1999, the FDA was looking at some scientific research and allowed food manufacturers at that point to advertise or market products saying that the consumption of soy protein reduces your risk of coronary heart disease. What's happened, though, in the last decade is that the research that they've looked at has been less consistent in endorsing that claim and that connection between soy and reduced risk of heart disease. And so they've been talking now for really the past decade about revoking that claim. Our comments now are during part of a comment period that FDA has to really wrap up whether it should go ahead and no longer allow products to use that health claim. And we're just endorsing that because as the understanding here of what is healthy evolves, and it's not necessarily one and done, it's not carved in stone, information here needs to be reviewed periodically in light of evolving nutrition evidence.
Chris, any other comments on this issue?
Yes, the other thing that we're asking FDA to do is to step up its enforcement of the misuse of terms like soy milk or almond milk or rice yogurt. This is a point that we've talked about in the past. FDA is well aware of where we stand, but it really goes hand in hand with this general issue, which is that the FDA needs to play a firm role and have a strong hand in what it allows companies to advertise as health benefits for products and also how it allows companies to label their products. And in fact, the FDA's own definition of milk says it has to come from a dairy animal, not a plant or a legume in the case of soybeans. So therefore, not only have we asked the FDA to reconsider allowing the health claim between soy consumption and heart disease, we've also told them any products labeled as soy milk are in violation of FDA's own standards.